Good morning, and welcome to Buchanan Alliance Church. Pastor Trevor is out of town this week, and so I'm coming to you just with audio. You can go online and download the PowerPoint as well if you desire. But welcome, 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 welcome to Buchanan Alliance Church. Here at Buchanan Alliance Church, our desire is to live and love like Jesus. Literally, to reflect the character and priorities of Jesus. That's our ultimate goal, living and loving like Jesus. This is January 2nd, the first Sunday in 2022, and we are joining with the Christian Missionary Alliance in their 40 days of prayer. This is week number one, and the theme for this week is reawakening to the glory of Christ. Before we jump into that, let's think about the current events and how to live and love like Jesus. You've heard this before. Hebrews 12, 2 and 3 tells us, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning and shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Isn't it easy to grow weary and lose heart these days? You know, COVID and all the other things that are going on, the world is spinning out of control. And so, as the author of Hebrews tells us, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Let's keep our focus on Jesus, because he knows all about this. He's got it. We're in his hands. We can trust him. Now, back to our theme, reawakening to the glory of Christ. Habakkuk 3, verses 1 and 2. If you have your Bibles, I'd encourage you to turn there. And also, this is Communion Sunday, the first Sunday of the month. So at any point, you can pause the tape and get some bread and juice so that we can celebrate communion together. Habakkuk, one of the minor prophets of the Old Testament, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Now, this is the prayer of Habakkuk the prophet. And he basically said, "Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day, in our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy." The essence of the prophet's prayer is this: renew your deeds in our day. Renew your deeds in our day. You know how powerful is that? I've heard pastors praying that for many, many years now. In our time, make your deeds known. Isn't that what we desire, that the Lord would act and do what we see in the Old and New Testament, especially in the book of Acts? That truly is our desire. And now let's look at Hebrews. This passage reminds me of Hebrews. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. I'm in Hebrews chapter 1, reading verses 1 through 3. "But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Praise be, Jesus Christ is fully God, fully man. He is the God-man, fully God, fully man. He is the perfect mediator." And what does this passage say? Some of the highlights: God the Father has spoken to us through or by his Son, Jesus. He appointed Jesus heir of all things. Through Jesus, God made the universe. Jesus was involved in the creation. In fact, if you turn back to Genesis, and we won't take time, but Genesis chapter 1 and 2, you see that let us make man in our image. The implication is that there is one God and three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then it goes on to say, the author of Hebrews, the Son is the radiance of God's glory. If you look at Jesus, you'll see God, God the Father. Jesus is the radiance of God the Father's glory. He provided purification for our sins. Jesus died in my place, in your place, so that we can have right standing before the Father, so that we can have oneness with the Father. Jesus provided purification for our sins, and now he is seated at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Jesus is there interceding on our behalf. First John tells us, I write these things, chapter 2, he says, I write these things to you, my children, that you may not sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father even right now. Jesus, fully God, fully man. Never lose sight of that. In fact, that's why he's our perfect Savior. He's the perfect mediator because he's fully God. He has intimacy and oneness with God because he's fully man. He understands where we are. He understands temptation. He understands everything. Can I get an amen from that? I hope you're praising and thanking God for Jesus, because that's what we need to do moment by moment. Thank Jesus, thank Jesus. Praise Jesus, praise Jesus. For all eternity, that's what we're going to be doing. Praising and thanking Jesus. I hope you're saying amen. And by the way, amen simply means truly, truly, truly. I'm in agreement with this. Truly, I'm in agreement. Now, the theme was awaken. What does awaken mean? Emerge or cause to emerge, again with reference to a feeling or state. That's from Oxford Dictionary. So we want to awaken to the glory of Jesus Christ. And Romans 13, 11 through 14, I believe this passage fits into. And do this. Paul is telling us, do this. Understanding the present time, we need to understand the times we're living in. The hour has come for you to awake from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Dear brothers, every day we're getting closer to the return of Jesus Christ. I know that they've been saying this for 2,000 years, but it's true. It's true. Every day we get a little bit closer to Jesus' return. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. It is so critical that we do this now more than ever before. Because as the days are getting darker and darker and darker, the light of Jesus can shine through us as it never has before. And now picking back up in Romans 13, let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension or jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. So what's he saying? Daily, let us reawaken to the glory of Jesus. Let's allow Jesus to abide in us and flow through us. And by the way, our new district superintendent, David Lane, he said this about a year ago. It is not your intention that determines your destination. Let me repeat that. It is not your intention that determines your destination. It is your direction. It is your direction. You know, many of us are creating New Year's resolutions. It's not the intentions that will determine our destination. It is a direction we're heading in. Which brings me to the thought of true repentance. True repentance is about changing direction. It's about, I'm going in this way, doing my will, what I want to do, fulfilling the desires of my heart, and turning, making a 180 and saying, no, I want your will to be done in my life. I want to clothe myself in Jesus. Jesus, please save me. Jesus, please come and be the Lord of my life. Please, please, please consider changing direction. Let us daily reawaken to the glory of Jesus. And let us remember, it is not our intention that determines our destination. It is our direction. It's the direction of our life. It's the direction of our heart. We need true repentance. We need to wake up, because the time is coming when Jesus will return. I believe that with all of my being. I hope you do too. Please, let's take a moment and seek the Lord in prayer. Dear Father in heaven, This is so true. This is so true that the day is coming when your return will happen. May we be found ready. May we be ready when you return. May we be found doing your will. May we be found being filled with the Lord Jesus and Jesus flowing through us, doing his work and his will in us, just as your word says. And so, dear Father, in this moment of silent prayer, please speak however you choose to each one who's listening to this message. Please speak. Dear Father, thank you. And as a first step in the right direction, we want to remember what you did, Lord Jesus, through celebrating communion. I ask that you would bless this bread and bless this juice. May it be a pleasing aroma unto you. May this be a wonderful time of intimacy with you. Dear Father in heaven, I ask these things and I ask them in your name and in your authority, Lord Jesus. Amen. And now if you don't have bread and some juice, please just pause this and grab some. Scripture teaches us that the night in which our Lord was betrayed, he took bread. He looked heavenward and he gave thanks and he blessed it. Dear Father in heaven, just as Jesus looked heavenward and gave thanks and asked for you to bless the bread, we ask that you would bless this bread to our bodies in the same way that you blessed it long ago in that upper room. And so, Father, please, may we remember as we partake this bread. And then Jesus said, This bread is my body, which is for you. Eat all of it in remembrance of me. Let us partake together. And then the scripture teaches us that after the meal, our Lord then took the cup. And Jesus said, "This cup is the blood of the new covenant. Drink this in remembrance of me." We believe that this, your blood, is what cleanses us from all sin. Isaiah said, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Dear Father, may this cup, may the blood of Jesus continue to cleanse us and make us whiter than snow. Let us partake together. Dear Father, please continue to teach us the tremendous significance of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we daily reawaken to the glory of Jesus. Jesus, come and fill us. Come and flow through us. Come and use us for your glory. Dear Father in heaven, I ask these things and I ask them in your name and in your authority. Amen. And now for our table talk questions. So, what is the essence of Habakkuk's prayer? Just share that with each other. Is our God the same yesterday, today, and forever? Scripture says, "I change not. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever." So, is our God able to do again what he's done in the past? In your own words, what is the essence of Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3? Please share some practical ways that you are or you hope to reawaken to the glory of Jesus. What did the Holy Spirit bring to your attention from Romans 13, 11 through 14? What do you think about our DS's David Lane's thought distinguishing between intention and direction? And then finally, please share whatever the Holy Spirit impressed upon you personally during our time together. And now if you would just look this way, and I'm going to speak it. You can't see me because this is an audio recording, but the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord turn his face toward you and be gracious unto you. The Lord cast his eyes upon you and grant you his peace. And so may the name of the Lord be written upon his children, both now and forever and ever and ever. And Jesus said, you are the light of the world. May you be salt and light this week. May others see Christ in you, the hope of glory, and be drawn to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings upon you. Blessings upon you.